All right, guys, update on the injuries. David Osbury didn't practice today. He's out for the game. Matt Flynn was full in practice. He's probable for the game. Seabass was limited in practice. He's probable for the game. C.O. Moore was limited in practice today. He'll be questionable. Jared Valdir obviously didn't practice. He's out. And Menelik Watson didn't practice. He's out. So good work week. I think the guys are excited and ready to go play, and we'll have a chance to open up the season at Indianapolis against a really good football team. So I think we're all excited to see what we got.
You've been saying Seabass is going to be fine.
He'll be fine. Yeah.
And if Moore can't go, that my other still
there? Yeah, absolutely.
Does that complicate things on the back end because my other was going to be your backup and linebacker too, just in terms of how you'd use your reserve?
Well, it doesn't really necessarily complicate anything. I mean, I think when we brought these guys in, I'm talking about Kevin Burnett, I'm talking about Nick Roach, I'm talking about Kaluka, and then we were able to draft CO. You know, we felt like we had, you know, four linebackers in those four that were capable of being starters for us. So it's the way of the NFL, and specifically if you're a backup player, you got to be able to play multiple positions. The more you can do, the more you can help this football team win. So I don't see that really being an issue. Yeah, well, we'll any roster transactions that we make, we'll make tomorrow.
Okay. Could you envision Watson's absence extending beyond this week?
Yeah, I don't want to get into speculation on, you know, when he'll be back. You know, really, I don't like to comment specifically on when guys will be available. As soon as he's rehabbed and ready to go, he'll be back up and ready to play. So. Well, I'm not going to get into whether it's surgery, not surgery, what the issues are. He wasn't able to practice, so we'll go from there.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, preseason's over, it's the start of the season. How do you feel about your offense and defense going in?
I feel good. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what's a 10, what's an 8, what's a 9? I mean, you know. That's all relative. I feel good about the guys we got in that room, and we're going to go to battle and go to war, and we're going to stick together and compete and see how things turn out. But I feel good about the guys that we got in that room. These guys have worked extremely hard, and we're ready to go.
Dennis, I know it's always the next man up philosophy, but at your left tackle, I mean, you had a revolving door all camp and everything. How much has that really hindered the progress of the communication factor up front?
Well, hey, listen, it's a factor, but it is what it is, and you got to move on. You got to move forward. Nobody's waiting around on anybody. It is the next man up philosophy, and the guys that we have healthy and available to go out and play, those are the guys that are going to go out there and compete, and we expect that when you do face adversity, we expect that those guys step up and take advantage of their opportunities. And we expect that the other guys on the team, the other guys that are out there, pull in some of the extra slack. That's what you have to do.
How has Pashas adjusted?
I think he's adjusted well. I mean, he's a veteran player. He's played a lot of football. So, you know, it's different than if you were, you know, trying to get a young player or a rookie ready to go in a short period of time. It's really more of an adjustment of language than it is anything else. Yeah, we watched the tape, and I thought he looked good in preseason there with Washington, and that was the reason why we wanted to bring him in here.
Could you envision Mastry being a three down tight end? Or would you rotate in some other guys on passing?
You know, like I've said before, I mean, these guys have specific skills that they do well at, you know, and so. We're going to try to put them in those positions where we can, you know, really emphasize the things that they do well. So, yeah, there'll be some guys rotating in and out of there, and we'll use them accordingly.
You had said that Casa had fallen behind, obviously, at the start of camp. Has he closed that gap?
He's improved. He's improved a lot. He's still got to continue to get better. But, he, you know, the last couple weeks of camp and in the preseason, you know, I saw some significant improvement out of him, and that's what you hope to see out of those young guys, and I've seen that out of Nick.
CO pretty much go to game time, you think?
Yeah, he'll be a game time decision.
starting with a non-conference opponent. I know most years the Raiders are opening with the Chargers, the Broncos. This year you're going on the road, facing Indy. This is a different play.
Well, I mean, it's one of 16 that we got to go through, and it's a critical game for us because it's the opening game of the season. You want to get off to a fast start. It's critical because it is an AFC opponent. So would there be any extra juice if it was a divisional opponent? Maybe, but I think these guys are excited about getting started with the season and trying to get started on the right foot. Yeah, well, there's a lot of them. I think this guy's an exceptional quarterback. I mean, he's mobile in the pocket. He's got a great arm. He's very accurate, and he's very smart. So it's hard to fool him. So anytime you have those type of quarterbacks, it presents a real challenge. And so we're going to have to do a good job in coverage. We're going to have to find ways that we can affect him with our rush. And we're going to have to find some different things that we can do that maybe we can disguise a few looks to give him some problems. But he presents a lot of challenges. I think he's a heck of a football player, and we're going to have to be on our A game. Somebody help him.
What are the things that Mayava does best? What does he bring to the table?
I think he's an instinctive football player. He's got some pass. Coverage skills. He's good against the run. I think the biggest thing is I think this guy's a really instinctive football player. And we haven't had a chance to work with him a lot, but you can just tell just by watching him play that he understands how to play the game. So I think, him being in there and being a veteran player, I think that's a plus.